And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I have friends that are firefighters and I know that they use soap.
And she was screaming at me over soup.
Fuck this, I am not ever talking to a Scientologist again. These people are all insane.
I'm putting my bricks in the dumpsters, motherfuckers. Do you see me, bitches? I'm throwing my bricks. And he's just like chucking bricks.
The game. You just lost it. I just lost it. In fact, I've been losing it a lot the past few weeks since I decided to do this topic for February's microsode. If you're confused, it's okay, because today's microsode is dedicated to explaining what the game is, where it may have come from, and whether or not you can win it. But first, welcome to Talking Shit About, a monthly podcast where I, Elizabeth Whipperman, interview someone about something they love, something they hate, something they've been through, or something they just know a lot about, and hopefully by the end we've all learned something. This is a microsode, a little treat in between interviews. As I said, today's episode of Talking Shit About is dedicated to the game. To save you the headache, and because there aren't that many rules, for the remainder of this episode, you are exempt from losing the game. Or, if you'd rather, you are a loser until this episode is over. Whatever floats your boat. So first off, what is the game? The game that I'm referring to is what Wikipedia labels a mind game, where the goal is to not think about the game. If you think about the game, you lose. So in theory, when you're not thinking about the game, you're winning, or at least not losing. You must also announce when you lose the game, to the detriment of those around you. There are a few different ways people believe you can win the game. The way to win that I've heard but didn't see in my research is if you die on your birthday. Wikipedia lists a couple other ways to win, or potentially win, including: the game ends when the Prime Minister of the UK announces on television that the game is up, and there's a 2008 edition of the webcomic XKCD, which declared its readers winners of the game and free from the, quote, mind virus. If you've listened to the Cool S microsode, you know that the origins for how we all came to draw a letter the exact same way is a bit of a mystery. Same with the game. It's thought that the game stemmed from the Finchley Central game, from Wikipedia. Quote, Finchley Central is a humorous game in which two players take turns naming stations in the London Underground. The first person to name Finchley Central is the winner, with humor coming from the fact that there is nothing stopping either player from naming the station at any time. Mathematics professor Jonathan Partington compares Finchley Central to the concept of polite refusal. Subquote. An opening move of Finchley Central is too much of a cheat, and you might wish to start with, say, Liverpool Street, when, assuming that your opponent isn't rude enough to reply with Finchley Central, leaves you with a mate on your second move, though you probably would prefer to stall by playing, say, Bank, in the hopes of a more spectacular win later. End quote, end quote. The first written record we know of for the Finchley Central game is in 1969. In 1976, the Cambridge University Science Fiction Society created a version of Finchley Central where the first person to think of the station loses. An earlier version of the game is The White Bear, which was played by Leo Tolstoy and later written about by Dostoevsky in the 1800s, in which the goal of the game was to not think about the white bear. As for the game, most of the articles are from around 2008, which is about the time that I started playing unwillingly. But others remember playing back in the 90s. According to Wikipedia, the game has been banned in some internet forums and several schools. So what about you, dear listener? How long have you been playing the game? I genuinely want to know. Comment or DM me on my socials or shoot me an email at killizabeth.pod@gmail.com. That's killizabeth.pod@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to this microsode. We'll be back at the beginning of March with another interview. It's about classical music. It's about algorithms. I'm so excited. It's a great one. So stay tuned for that. If you're not already following Talking Shit About on your podcasting platforms, I would love for you to do that. I'd also appreciate a rating, download episodes as they come out, and of course, listen to them. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Oh, and I have merch out still. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon.